What I'd like to talk about tonight, I was telling someone, sometimes you have the VOD, and then you figure out after the VOD, then it will come hock me. Okay, what's the title of the VOD? Tonight's VOD goes the other way. I had the title, I had the idea, and after I had a title, then I had to figure out the VOD. But tonight's VOD is called Day 2. After the motivation wears off. So here we are, day two. We just had a nice, call it long break for Hanukkah. And Baruch Hashem, everyone comes back after Hanukkah. Like, I heard it yesterday, you know, guys said, Rebbe, I'm so excited to learn. You know, Hanukkah was so busy. You don't have time necessary to learn. You're busy doing this and that. Now Baruch Hashem, we're all back together. Base matters, okay, now it's time to learn. And guys are all motivated and excited to learn. But there's going to come at some point what I call day two. Hopefully, for some people, day two will be definitely not today, hopefully not tomorrow, maybe next week. But in all practical purposes, at some point, day two happens. Day two is when the motivation wears out. In the beginning, you're excited, any project, anything, time, something's fresh, the beginning of Zman, let's say a new chavrusa, let's say a guy's doing a new limud, a new perek, something new, there's a certain excitement in the beginning that, okay, you get to it, you're excited about it. But at a certain point, we know the Bali Musar always talk about, the motivation wears off. And at that point, once the motivation wears off, so naturally, even if it's something which is relatively easy to do, but to do it consistently, to do it day in and day out, is very hard. And when you don't have motivation behind you, even something I would say as easy as learning 10 minutes chazara a day could be something which is so hard. In the beginning, you were motivated, but now I'm not. In the beginning, new zman, new chavrus, I'm excited to learn a thing. A few days in, where's my old chavrusa? So this is something which I would like to address tonight and try to give practical suggestions, practical etzas to deal with. Now, firstly, one diagnosis, I would say, is not every time is the problem the fact that you lost your motivation. There for sure is a problem that a person loses motivation, and thus, whatever task it is to do, Seder, learn of Chavrusa, some project, if you're not motivated, of course it's hard to do. But sometimes there are actual manias, there are actually things in your path which are stopping you from doing that. Now that is what you simply call, and I want to expand on the topic, tier list. A lot of times people bring upon themselves things which distract them. The first day, the beginning of your project, the beginning of Zman, the beginning of a Chavrusa, you're focused. But if you get distracted, then that kills you. And even if you had, you know, sometimes all the motivation. But once you get caught up in a distraction, it's very, very hard to, you know, get back on track. And just to be mitzayer a little bit, how distractions work. We just did a Gemara, Lamad Aleph, Lamad Aleph. Gemara talked about a case of where a guy, I said this over to the Chabura, of where a guy, you know, the guy gets off track, and so the Gemara talks about the fact, okay, so he should have been mazer. If the guy is on the road and he got knocked off, he should have warned the other guy not to trip on him. So the Gemara says, a svara, kivn de lohayo lamod, lohayo yizar. The guy is like famished, he just got into a little fender bender, he can't move. So zok the Gemara, lohayo lohazer. The same time he can't move, you can't expect the guy to move, he also can't just put on his hazard lights. He can't strike a flare. He can't warn the guy. You know, don't knock into me. Why not? Such an easy thing to do. Warning somebody, pressing a button. The Gemara says, the Torah. Because he's tired. What does that mean? It means when you're in a mindset that you're preoccupied with something, you got knocked off road, even something which is relatively easy to do, just warn the guy, don't knock into me. You can't expect a person. The Gemara is saying he's potter because of that. The Gemara is passing halacha l'maisa. You can't expect anything more from this guy. He's tired. Once a guy gets caught up in something, gets caught up in his business, gets caught up. The guy told me today, Rebbe, I'm sorry I'm late. I was busy hawking Delta. Right? You get caught up hawking customer service. You get on those phone calls, forget about it. You know, a guy is busy. He has messages. Sometimes messages, people calling you, people texting you, means I have to return it. Derech Eretz. Yeah. Your mamash could spend the ganze day just with all your social responsibilities, but you forget your religious yeshiva responsibilities. That's tirdus. Really, yeshiva bacher shouldn't have any tirdus. Baruch Hashem, you're not married, you don't yet have kids. Where's Moshe? Not that I know of. Right? And a guy should be free. He's not here, he's going to get it. Right? A guy should be free. You know, people in their own, yeah, some people in their mind build sandcastles. Okay, that's also, that's tirdus. But the pshat is that a person, that's the easiest, the hardest, but also the easiest, is a person should try to get rid of as many tirdus as he can. Leave it. I was so happy today. Somebody told me, Rebbe, yeah, I don't have my phone on me. It's charging. Oh, Baruch Hashem for dead batteries. Such a wonderful thing. You know, guys leave their phone in, you know, in the dorm. It's charging. Mamash bracha. The Yitzhahara, you know, is mamash eating his way out. Like that's like one argument. Like, why do I have a phone? So, okay, sometimes you find the guy with the outlet in the basement, you know, who's hooking up his phone to charge.
But it's charging easy.
Baruch Hashem, if you look around there, there's not so many. Yeah. Right. There are not so many charging spots here in the Beis Medrash. I think that's the new thing. When they read this Beis Medrash, make sure don't put an extra outlet. We don't need it. It has a charger phone in the dorm. But the concept is leave the tirdas out. Because a tirda is something which is innately going to knock a guy off course. He could be motivated. He could be a newsman. Yes, newsman. Okay, but once you get new tirdas, then the newsman gets, you know, knocked out the window. That's what I was talking about, sandcastles in your mind. Okay, so you know what? So don't do extra projects, right? If you can't handle Seder, don't do extra learning outside of Seder. Mask, 100%. But, so the first problem is to diagnose why is it you're having trouble keeping with what you wanted to do, whether it's Seder, whether it's Chavrusa, whether it's a project in Seder, project outside of Seder, a guy taking notes, a guy working on share. There are so many different things. A guy gets motivated to start to do, but then comes day two, whenever day two comes. And at that point, your motivation slips, and it's much harder to do. So I'd like tonight to give four etzos, what a person should do when they find themselves less motivated. They're not distracted by any tirda, but just hard to do. It's hard to keep up coming to chakras, you know, when the motivation skips down. So, pun intended. So, here's the first etza. I didn't have a chance. If I had a little extra time, I would have made marmakomos. We're the marmakomos, you know, geshmaka guys, like after the shmooze, they'll make up the marmakomos. So, there's a rachayim in Maseches Avos. I think the first time I heard this, credit to my dear Rav, Rav Aaron Zuckerman, now of Lakewood. Remember him saying this over in Shul years ago, that there's a Chaim Volozhin where he talks about Yimei Ava and Yimei Sina. Beautiful idea. He says there are some days which are just easy to learn. Yeah, it could be those are the days which you're super motivated, you're fresh. It could be the day you just walk up, wake up, look outside, it's the most gorgeous day, especially a guy who remembers what's going on the East Coast. You look outside, it's just a gorgeous day. You're in such a good mood. You got a great present from your friend, good shtick. You thought of a great line to say. All right, you're momish, you're geschmack, you feel great. So Chaim Volozhin says, in those days, when a person learns smoothly, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you schar, but in truth, you don't get so much schar, because those days went easy. Those are me'ava, those are days which are just easy and enjoyable to learn. But then he has what he calls yimei sina. Those are bad days. Those are days when everything is not going your way. You know, the guy squirts you with the Purell. The guy, right? Or even better, you're having a Purell fight and you run into the Rosh Yeshiva. You have a guy, you know, I've seen people with this, like, it takes like five guys to tell them, your shirt, your pants leg is tucked into your sock. You probably weren't intended to do that. Yeah, not really. I know about the short pants, but I don't know the guy, except if he's riding a bike, but that's also weird. Right. Only the left foot. It's like, yes. Right?
Yeah. Is that like
right, Moscow. Good line.
It never happened to me, Sean.
So a guy could wake up, it's a bad day, things are not going your way. And then you try to sit down, and you're in line with Aleph and Aleph in the middle of a Tosfos.
Oh,
Hashem Yirache. Right? A guy tonight was trying to cheshbon, how much time does he have tonight to go through that Tosfos? Oh, Hashem Yishmar. Forget about going through Tosfos. Some guys are struggling to get through the Rashis over there. This is like insane. Tough stuff. Both sides, tough stuff. Now, you're right. Now, Lemaisa, what? Reb Chaim Volozhin gives an Eitzah. First Eitzah is, you fight through it. When a person fights through a tough day, when a person fights through an unmotivated day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a tremendous amount of schar. You could accomplish more in Shemayim on the day which you're not in the mood to learn, so much more the day when it goes easy. The day when it goes easy, okay, everyone expects you to learn. But the days when it's going tough, you know, imagine some of the guys, you know, not feeling well, this and that, whatever you're able to do with learning, that's a big accomplishment. And if a person, quote unquote, fights through it, firstly, one, you're not motivated, but maybe this will motivate you, is goof of the fact that you find yourself in the dumps is a reason to fight through it, and there's tremendous reward for that. One idea. I want to give a second idea. Second idea, I just heard this probably like 3 weeks ago. I happened for a minute to click on some Divrei Chizuk for people learning Daf Yomi. And I heard the person give the Divrei Chizuk, and I scratched my head. Really? That's what they tell people in Daf Yomi? Hashem Yirachem. A guy was telling a person, how you learn Daf Yomi? You know what? If you get stuck, you know, Daf Yomi is a crazy pace, a blot a day. If you get stuck, you know what the right thing to do is? Again, this is not rabbinically approved. I'm going to make fun of this in a second. But he said, you go weiter. You miss a day. You miss 2 days. Don't worry about it. Skip it. Go weiter. I'm like scratching my head. Right? Can you imagine like a nice long sugya where you missed like a couple days and you try to pick up the daf on the third day? In the middle of a long sugya that's all connected, it's probably not the smartest advice in that situation. Probably in many situations. When's the guy ever going to go back to the 23 random blot he skipped in the Masechta of 60 blot? But that is advice that people give. Go weiter. There's some chachma to it. Because a lot of times people get distracted by their failures. And they get caught up in the fact, right? Rebbe, I can't write notes today because I didn't write notes yesterday. I have a blank page in my notebook. Give me the notebook, I'll rip out the page. can you please write notes today? People get caught up in small things. No, whatever struggles a person has, if you're struggling with something, go find her. I don't think that's great advice for Daf Yomi, but I think that's great advice for life. Rebbe, I didn't get up for chakras yesterday. What does that have to do with today? Get up today. Oh, I haven't come the whole week. So you should put a cherry on the top and not come Friday morning either? Right? It's really a Chofetz Chaim, the famous story of the Chofetz Chaim. The lady dropped, you know, someone dropped a barrel of apples, right? Oh, they fell on the floor. Chop, whatever you can chop. Go weiter. Whenever a person finds himself that he has a setback, he hasn't accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, he missed learning with his chavrusa for 2 hours of Seder. So come now. Then you say, who's going to think I'm crazy? Hopefully not after this vod. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm sorry. Call your chavrusa. I'm sorry I missed. Do you want to hop around an hour? Actually, an hour is a small amount of time to do. 45 minutes, this, whatever you want. Granted, we missed till now. But let's go weiter. Let's start. Let's restart and pick it up where we can. Don't cry over spilled milk. These are all brilliant ideas. Maybe not for Daf Yomi. But for everything else in life, I do think it makes sense. Whatever mistakes, whatever misfortunes a person has, okay, pick yourself up, go weiter. Third etzah. Let's talk about the guy. Let's say a guy is makabal on himself to learn, an amud the day of Chazar. Okay, an amud the day of Chazar. And he does it for the first week, a lot of motivation. Come the second week, falls out of it. So what do we tell him? Go weiter, okay, you missed. Granted, you had a goal, you want to finish this amount of lot by this time, okay. But sometimes, there's a yitzah hara, why'd I fall out? The guy starts analyzing himself. That was probably too much for me. So forget it, bad goal. Right, Luban didn't approve of this Kabbalah. I accepted too much. Okay, that could be something maybe a person should consult with the Rebbe, whether his plan was a good plan. But what a person could also do, which is also a nice trick against the Yetzer Hara, do less. The Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to do anything. It's similar to what I said before, but nachat deher. Let's say I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to do that amud. You know what the Yetzer is? Do less. Do less. It's a tough day today, right? You're coming off, you didn't learn the past couple days. You made a mistake. I haven't sat with my chavrusa. It's not working so great. Okay, maybe it's not working great to learn 3 hours a day for a second Seder. Can we do an hour? Do less. Not only should you go weiter, but to get back on track, it's also considered getting back on track if you do less. Because the point is, it's a hard wants you not to start. Once you start, you beat him. Even if you're doing less. Because pruta, pruta, mitzaref. Every little bit you do, you'll add. So again, let's say a guy, even it's here. Let's say a guy struggles to get up for chakras. I can't get up for 7:30. I hear something, okay? So come 15 minutes late. Come for 7:45. Come for 8. Is that opportune? Of course it's not opportune. But you know what? It's still better than sleeping in. It's still better than doing half an amud is better than nothing. Very important eights in life is whenever a person wants to do something consistently and you find yourself set back that you haven't done that, okay, just get back on track. How do you get back on track? Number one, you fight through it. Number two, you go weiter. You skip a day, you miss a day, so what? Pick up the next day. But thirdly, sometimes to get back on track, just do less. Doing less is also an accomplishment. Because as long as you string together day after day after day, that's a big deal. And finally, my fourth etzah. And this I'll bring with a chazal. This week's parsha, randomly, right? Torah talks about all the people who came down to Mitzrayim and has the lashon of Shivan. Shivan Nefesh. Zok the Ramban, right? Rashi talks about this too. The Ramban goes further. Where's number 70? You go through the Pesukim, it's only 69. Teretz is Yochevra was mamash born, bein achomos. Right? Koshir Echachamim Kachel. She was mamash born, ot, right when they're coming into the walls. That's right. So the Ramban points out, do you know how old Yocheved was when she was born?
What? Right?
No, sorry. That didn't come out well. Do you know how old Yocheved's mother was when she was born? Sorry, let's try this again. It's been a busy night, for those who know. If Yocheved was born when they came down to Mitzrayim, how old was she when she gave birth? I have to look at the Lashon. Was it birth of Aaron or birth to Moshe? How old is she?
132.
Pretty close, 130. Yocheved, when she gave birth to her children, was 130 years old. And I believe, right, that's when she first had children. So I'm going to stumble with Aaron. She was 130 years old when she had her first child. Frek the Ramban, this is Perek Memvov Pasuk Tesvav. This would also be in the sheet if I had time. So Frek the Ramban, wait, she was 130 when she had her first kid? That's even a greater nais than Sarah. Sarah was 90. She's 130. She beat it by 40 years. So what's pshat? Why is it we don't find the Torah lauding this nais of Yocheved giving birth, 130? So the Ramban writes within his parish an amazing thing. He says, by Sarah, it was predicted by a malach this would happen. So therefore, that's what you call nais nigla. A predicted nais is a nais nigla, an open nais. But something which is unpredicted, that's called a nais nister. Now the words of the Ramban are a massive chiddush. A 130-year-old lady giving birth to children is a what? A nais nister? What do you mean? A person giving birth 130, that's crazy. There just was a case in Eretz Yisrael. I saw a picture in Mishpacha magazine, pretty crazy, of parents that had their first kids in their late 60s. And that kid, this happened 3 years ago, they had a son, just had his upsharing, whatever, with the Star Haskalah Shlomish. So everyone came to take pictures. You see all these mamish, you know, young Hasidish, young light, with their kids on their shoulders. And mamish, Gishmak, looks like a Zaydi, but he's the father, holding his kid on the shoulders. He had a nais. I would call that a nais nigla. He had a kid in his mid-60s. Kol Shekein, if you double that, 130, I would call that a nais nigla. Zok the Ramban, nais, that's a nais nister. If it's no hullabaloo, if there's no prediction, that's still called nister. We know it, Rabbosai. That shows a tremendous amount of hashkachas Hashem. We all know nis nisters are like the basis of Yiddishkeit, and it's quiet, hush hush, no big deal. As long as there's no big pompous parade around the nis, that's called a nis nister. Yocheved giving birth at 130 is a nis nister. And a lot of things that happen in our lives, you could call them a nais nister, even if it's like beyond the pale. A lot of times when we're in situations where it looks very bleak, and it looks like, I can't do this, I can't accomplish, I'm never going to be able to sit through Seder, I'm never going to be able to learn the Chavrus, I'm never going to be able to do this, never going to be able to do that. Are you motivated day one? Do you get the first base? Yeah, Baruch Hashem. I get motivated. Okay. Once a person starts trying to do something, you get siyata d'shmaya. So even though right now it looks very tough, it looks like, how am I going to do this? But realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. I could give you countless stories. I'll tell you one that I thought of just now. I remember there was a guy in yeshiva. He was a nice guy. His fellow. His first year, I wasn't around for his first year, I can't say. His second year, I don't remember much from him. Third year, I don't remember much from him. Halfway through the year, I remember Shavuos time, started picking up. Like towards the end of the third year. He picked it up and got into learning. And he was decided to continue and continue and continue. Mom was remembered, like, what? Like now? Yeah. Some people are early bloomers. Some people what you call late bloomers. A person should never, ever, ever give up. Try. Try. Little by little, step by step. You fight through it. You go weiter. You do less. But as Hashem, if you do those three things, there's also an element, a tremendous element, of Hashem helping, of siyata d'shmaya, what helps take a person to the next level, the next level. It might be an outright nes, but as long as it's not in the newspapers, that's still a nes nester. I like to just end with a story. I remember this year with one of our Chazara projects. I remember something that happened. And in preparing for this vod, thinking about that story, it gave me a good daher. A few days into one of the Chazara projects, that guy came over to me. To be honest, I didn't even remember much of the story until he told me the story a little bit later, where the guy was like struggling whether he should keep on going with the project. And Baruch Hashem, he was inspired to keep on going, get back on track. And Baruch Hashem, he was successful. So it hit me. You know what that really means? And the guy got up there and he was very proud of his accomplishment, that he was able to do it. We sometimes think, like, when's the happiest day? Is when you complete the project. Right? The beginning of Zman, you're excited, you're fresh. Oh, that's when things are happy. At the end, when you look back and you see what you complete. In between, like the middle of that sandwich. Oh, like these days, these regular days of yeshiva. You got it all wrong. Those in-between days. It's not senior Shabbos. It's not the beginning of Zman. Those little in-between days are the days you least expect anything major to happen. But really within your lives, those are the most important days. It's not the day ones. It's not the final day. It's the day twos which make a person. And if a person realized during those tough days, during those days when person feels that it's hard to accomplish in this. Right here, right now, if you're matzliach, if you push yourself a little bit, if you do a little bit less, but you do something, this might be the turning point. This might be a day you'll look back on and say, wow, when I decided to push through, when I decided to do it, that made me different. So the action is not at the end, and the excitement may not be in the beginning. The real ikar of it are all those days twos throughout this month. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we look at all those days as opportunities, as times where Be'ezus Hashem, we get siyat d'shmaya, we accomplish. All our Kadosh Baruch Hu asks from us is to do a little bit, he'll do the rest. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll all be zocha to go l'mayla l'mayla.